And our next guest, somebody who I've known forever, one of the first individuals I had a chance to meet back in the day, now the voice of Middle Tennessee State, Chip Walters, joining us. Chip, as always, we appreciate you taking time out, especially on game day. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. How you doing, man?
I'm good. You know, here's the thing. When you start thinking about these bowl matchups and when you we look at the landscape as far as the FBS is concerned, today, five of the first 40 games, counting the national title game, you know, you especially see it the games played before Christmas. Things that may have played out differently during the regular season doesn't necessarily hold to that trend once these games play as far as the bowl season. And a perfect example is when I was previewing this contest tonight in the New Orleans Bowl with Middle Tennessee State taking on Appalachian State. What have you heard over the last 2 weeks? Appalachian State, Appalachian State, Appalachian State. That's why I think Middle Tennessee State will shock Appalachian State tonight.
Well, yeah, I hope you're right. It's always interesting, like you said, these early bowl games, and are kind of interesting because sometimes they have a little bit of a different dynamic. And in this case, and there's a couple of these games today, like North Texas and Utah. Utah has a new head coach. Scott Satterfield took the Louisville job he was the head coach at App State. And so he is not going to be there. How does their team react, you know, with a new head coach? Will they change anything? One of the great things about playing so quickly is you kind of have a feel for what your opponent will probably continue to do, because our coaching staff really just kind of treated this game, because you did play in the Conference USA Championship game 2 weeks ago, just treated this kind of as an open date and one more game. And that's they've gone about their business that way and gone about their preparation and had really good practices. You know, they came back to practice last Friday after taking 3 or 4 days off, and coaches went out recruiting, practiced in some brutal weather at home up through Monday, then got down here, and every practice was inside the Superdome. And so everybody was kind of, you know, had fresh legs and jumping around and having a good time and really good energy at practice. So we hope that transfers into the game tonight.
Chip Walters joining us again. You know, it's one thing to be coaching or playing in a game, but even from your standpoint, broadcasting a game, you know, I know, you know, from personally speaking with you over the years, I know you sometimes take these games, you're emotionally involved. How bad was it from your standpoint, still trying to be professional, but from a pure emotion standpoint, the way the championship game for Conference USA at the end when MTSU loses to UAB?
Well, you know, you just try to – I mean, I think we all prepared ourselves going into that – into the game that, you know, there's no way that UAB was going to have less than 100 yards of offense again, you know, for a second straight week, and even as well as our defense has played. But, you know, the shock part of it was how it ended. You sometimes have sudden victory, and that was kind of sudden defeat – in that there's a mistake made, and you have no guarantee that you're going to win the football game, but you have a chance, and you're going to get the ball back in your hands with a minute to go, and that didn't happen. But this team, you know, fortunately has really good senior leadership, including Brent Stockstill. And as I talked to him the other day, I said, I'm sure every one of your teammates on Sunday when y'all met immediately turned to you to see what your tenor was, what was your mindset. And he said, I know. He goes, that's the case. He goes, I've got to put on as much as it hurt to put on a brave face, put our nose into the wind and know that we have a bowl game to play. And while it's not as easy to flush out as just a typical regular season win, get it out of your system. Know that you have one more game to play. You've had a great year. Didn't win the championship. That didn't work out. But let's go and have a great time, have a great experience in New Orleans, and play to win the bowl game.
It's important to point out, too, Middle Tennessee State, 8-5 on the season, three of those losses to SEC opponents, Vanderbilt, along with a loss to Georgia back in September, and then Kentucky in November. Brent Stockstill, you brought the name up, and I've known Rick Stockstill, the head coach of MTSU, for years. In fact, before he was hired at MTSU, I had reached out to him and I tried to help him navigate the waters because I really thought he was going to be he would have been a great fit as head coach of MTSU, and he certainly has proven that during his tenure as head coach of the Blue Raiders. But Brent Stockstill, you know, you think about the now we're up to 130 or so FBS teams, right? And you think about the quarterbacks that play year in and year out. And certainly, you can't compare what Brent Stockstill maybe have done again, you know, as far as what Tim Tebow or other quarterbacks. But the bottom line is, just looking at pure execution on the football field, we're talking about one of the 40 best quarterbacks all time, just pure numbers. 12,000 plus yards passing, 105 touchdowns, and the best part about that, almost a 3-to-1 ratio with regards to touchdowns, interceptions, only 33 picks. He's going to be sorely missed, but at the same time, a great opportunity, especially if we're counting down the final seconds of the bowl game tonight, Chip, with a win for the Blue Raiders, just be able to celebrate what Brent Stockstill has meant to MTSU.
Yeah, I mean, win or lose, we're going to celebrate that. But, you know, and you talked about his place in history in college football. His 105 career touchdowns is tied all time in the history of Division I college football with somebody that folks around here might know about. His name is Marcus Mariota. And Sports Illustrated put out a little bowl preview today. And their quote was, you know, if you want to watch the best left-handed quarterback in the country not named Tua, tune in tonight to the New Orleans Bowl. And so, I mean, those are high compliments and high praise. But, you know, as much as I could brag on him as a player, Brent Stockstill's a better person, better kid, and a better teammate.
Well, and Rick refers to him not only as his son and the quarterback of his team, but also his best friend as well. And that's I mean, that just kind of it sums it up. Simple terms, I understand, but kind of sums it up right there.
I agree, and that's right. And you know that an unbelievable era is going to come to an end tonight, and we'll set our sights then on what's to come next, but. You know, it's all about the matchup tonight with App State, trying to stop their run game and how to handle their defense coming into this one. This will be the seventh time in 14 games this year, Johnny, that Middle has faced a top 25 ranked defense, and to find a way. Tony Franklin has done a good job this year of being creative and resourceful because we've had to be with injuries and things like that. Of finding ways to move the football and get points on the board.
All of Appalachian State's wins were by double digits. However, if you know, they look beatable against Troy, their final regular season game, and they honestly look beatable against Louisiana in the Sun Belt Championship game. I just think that this has all the makings of just one of those games that you can add to the lore of upsets before Christmas as far as bowl season.
Well, you know, we'll see. It's they have a very good football team. And you know, obviously you don't get, you're not playing this time of year unless you've had a good year. And both teams have, good quarterbacks. Both teams have defenses playing at the top of their game. And, you know, I think Middle's going to have to run the ball a little bit tonight as well. But, you know, everything kind of goes through Brent Stockstill, but Middle's offense is at its best when it can run effectively. Doesn't have to get 200 yards a game, but if they can run effectively, it certainly opens things up for the passing game.
Chip, I admire you for all the things that you've accomplished in your career. You're a longtime friend, and just want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family. Have a great call in the game tonight.
Thank you very much, my friend, and go Blue.
All right, be safe in your travels. Thank you again, and do me a favor, give my best to Rick as well, if you would.
I will do that. I'll see him later.